Now, a Dublin bus driver was doing his job in Mountjoy Square in the north inner city on Friday night when a man holding what appeared to be a gun threatened him. We can talk now to John Murphy, SIP2's transport sector organiser. And John Murphy, will you tell us a little bit more about what happened on Friday? The man with the weapon, whatever it was he a passenger?
Well, the bus was out of service. It was due to start service in a few minutes, and the driver was actually, the bus was in darkness, wasn't switched on. The driver was just sitting in one of the passenger seats, scrolling through his phone, when what he believed was an attendant passenger tried to enter the bus. He advised him that the bus wasn't starting, you know, for a few minutes. Asked him to leave the bus, but it appears that as he was leaving the bus, he turned around on what appeared to be a gun in his hand and made a threat against the life of the driver, which was obviously totally unacceptable and shocking for the driver of the incident. Now, thankfully, the passenger did leave the scene, but obviously the shock and trauma of the incident has had a dramatic impact on this driver and also his colleagues. You know, for the fear of being in a similar situation going forward is unacceptable.
And what was the driver able to do in that moment?
Well, look, obviously he was shocked and upset, but he rang the chairperson. He's out of Donnybrook Garage. He rang the chairperson, the driver's committee. They made contact with the company, advised the company, made contact with the Gardaí, but obviously he couldn't continue with his journey. But look, this is a shocking incident, but it's, you know, systematic of the type of incidents that occur. Thankfully, this is at the higher end of the antisocial behaviour. But antisocial behaviour is a day-to-day issue for drivers and passengers across all public transport, and something needs to be done urgently to address it.
And the bus services, they've been withdrawn from that area since, haven't they? How much longer will that be in place?
Well, look, hopefully SIPTA will sit down with the company over the coming days and try and put some sort of protocols or plans in place. But yes, as you said, Audrey, the bus services won't terminate after 7 p.m. in the Mountjoy Square area. Routes 7 and 13 are impacted. They will now terminate in Parnell Square, which is obviously brighter area, you know, busier, not isolated. So, you know, in fairness, the company have agreed that they can't put passengers or workers in jeopardy while we try and put something in place to try and alleviate this problem.
You've said that this particular incident was at the higher end of the scale, but antisocial behaviour to the point where services have to be withdrawn, what sorts of behaviour lead to that commonly, John?
Yeah, well, look, either fairly serious incidents such as this or repeated issues of antisocial behaviour. We've seen it there about a year and a half, 2 years ago in West Halla, where night after night, buses and passengers and drivers were subjected to, you know, stone throwing, attacks, abuse, threats of violence. So buses were curtailed in that area for a period of time, and it was only with SIPTA, the company, and the local community activists working together that they were able to put in place measures and try and educate some of the people involved in this, that the impact it was having on their communities was far greater than the actual trail of having this antisocial behaviour at night, you know. So, look, we've called on the Minister O'Brien to meet SIPTA on a couple of occasions. We have got a commitment, but, you know, seriously, we need to sit down and discuss this with them and advance the government's plans and SIPTA's objectives of realising the transport policing service. The only way to try and deter and deal with incidents like this going forward.
And that is a measure supported by Fianna Fáil. I was on a few buses since the election, and there were security on some of those buses, and I wondered, was that the start of it? Is it, or what is the position related to that?
Yeah, look, the Fianna Fáil did announce in their programme for government ambitions to advance a dedicated policing service with powers of detention and arrest. And look, that's something SIPTA has been calling for the last year or so since we launched our Respect Transport Workers campaign. It's good to have that support. That will take time. You know, in fairness, Dublin Bus have reacted in a positive way. They have, through the National Transport Authority, secured funding for some level of security, which is welcomed. But it's not it's not the magic wand that's going to resolve this. We know antisocial behaviour is a societal problem, but it seems to be an easy target on public transport. And without the Garda resources, which are stretched, We need dedicated public transport policing to try and deter and alleviate some of these problems.
Thank you very much indeed. John Murphy, SIP2's Transport Sector Organiser.